8 minutes past out of 10. Welcome to another episode of What's Up Lagos with the Techers right here. I know you're wondering why the applause. That's to celebrate each and every one of you listening to the sounds of our voices this day. Congratulating you for surviving yet another week in the pandemic. Yes, you deserve some accolades. You deserve. Yeah, I know it's not by your power, it's not by your ability, but you have played a role. By staying alive, you've played a role. By not giving up on life, irrespective of the challenges. Our message will not be far from this message of hope and resilience and togetherness and love. That's why we describe this moment as a time of expression, of freedom, of peace, of harmony, of love and joy and every good thing that life has to offer. You know, when they say life presents you with choices always, you've got to pick life or death. We are here to spur you to choose the things that will keep you alive, the things that will keep you going, the things that would give you the energy, the right energy, the right attitude to go about your everyday experience in this life. This life is too short for you to spend time killing yourself, beating yourself. I know some people are looking back and they say, well, today is the 22nd day in the month of October. I haven't achieved as much as I plan to achieve in 2021. Well, you've achieved staying alive. And that's worthy of note. And that's worthy of celebration. On that beautiful note and a good Friday like today, we'd like to say, bienvenue, welcome to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome, Lagos. It is the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk of Family. Yeah, Family Talk. Yeah. What's up, Lagos, with the Techers right here. How are you doing, Lagos? We're hoping that you're great. We're hoping that you are excited about life. How are you feeling? Remember, the first hour of the show is all about you. You tell us what's going on around your area and how you're feeling. It's the feel of Lagos from this hour till 11. And afterwards, we have a Family Talk coming up. And of course, the fun-filled Friday edition. Today, we also have lots of giveaways to do.
Yep, plenty of giveaways.
Plenty of giveaways. So you might just be winning yourself something today. We'll be giving away a spa ticket.
Uh-huh.
So you can have a great time either with your spouse or just you alone. Go hang out and have a good time, you know. It's a long time I had that massage and, you know, just having a good time at the spa.
Should we do it after the show? No, you have other plans, I know. But should we do it this weekend?
Yeah. I think
do you want me to handle it or?
Do you want to handle it?
No, I like to handle it because the way this massage people sometimes. It's somebody's wife, please. So I'm going to ask men this morning and the women also. Are you okay if your partner is being given a massage by the opposite sex?
Yeah.
Is there a problem? Because some men are there, they go stand like that, they watch. Hey, what are you massaging there? I will do that one. You know, as it were.
So we plan to go for a couple's massage one time like that. Mm. And I remember how that you turned it down because, you weren't able to... You weren't able to make it something like that,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
It was just me, and they were all females.
So I now asked you whether you had a reservation.
I can't lie. I said, I'm not sure that I can allow a woman to do what she did to me.
Because it's too intimate, right?
Yeah, it is. It is, actually.
So would you prefer a man to do it myself for me?
I don't even know. Now I'm confused. I mean, as long as he does his job properly, and, you know, that's good. That's good.
Okay. So I don't know what you guys think out there. So people have never done
massage
because of that, this particular factor we just mentioned. Is it okay for you when you have an opposite sex as a masseuse person to handle your partner's massage? Would you be cool with it? Because it's quite intense, guys.
Yeah, it is actually.
It's quite intense. And, you know, some people say sometimes he's happy ending, you know?
Yeah, there's so
also that.
There's also that,
you know, they tell you the options.
If I give them slap.
There's also that. You know?
I don't know, man. But hey, guys. Baby Caution, it's morning radio. So if you want to talk with sense. Anyways, I don't know what you guys think. You know, your partner wants to go for a massage and then an opposite sex handling it. Have you ever experienced it? I mean, did you allow it? Were you comfortable? Or did you just use one mind? Allow him. Okay.
I mean, I'm here to relax. So, okay. Let me just relax. Mm.
Some people just decide to do a couple massage. So both of you are there.
In the same room.
So it takes
while
time.
Everything.
It takes time. Looks like, please.
But how about you? If it was an opposite sex that's doing that to me, how would you feel?
It's a tough place. I won't lie. Men are confirm one to. It's a tough place. I've got to be there. I've got to be like, you know, somewhere. Not like I mean, but because these people are professionals, if you go, you know, Totokutosh.
Totokutosh.
Yes. And, you know, I don't know, but, you know, so.
I know.
I would rather be there. We'll have a couple massage and we can see what's going on there. So we can call ourselves. To order. Is, please. And right, do you know, after that day of the massage, mm-hmm. I decided to learn it. I told some of the ladies that she starts to enroll,
she
says, will
teach
me.
Yeah.
And but that way, you know, we don't need to go out. I will be handling it from beginning to end.
I mean, you're quite good. I mean, how I mean, that is for you to opt to learning to do it so that you can do it yourself. I mean, that's a good thing. There's some men that would not even care.
Yeah, they just
go. I don't have the strength to do it. Go. You know, let somebody else do that for you. But you see, rubbing the back, massaging the back. Hello, husband, men, gentlemen. We know that we love you. We love you so much. So you have to take that part, that responsibility.
Yeah.
With all your fuches.
Especially if a woman has had a child.
Yeah.
You know,
during the pregnancy phase to having a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, man, you have to learn how to be a masseuse. Yeah, absolutely. So that you can also do a massage for your partner. But guys, what do you think, man? Is he okay? Like, should we have a law? You know, just strictly law. It's also risky when it's the same sex. You get what I'm saying? Handling the massage. It's also risky. There's so many risks everywhere, man.
If I should share my experience about that, you know, that risk part you just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
So, should I share that?
No.
Should I share it?
Umba. It's 15 minutes past out of 10, Lagos. It's time to bring you in as we run into finding out what's happening in your Lungu this morning. And also, if you want to jump on our banter, feel free to talk to us. The numbers haven't changed.
0700-993-993-993. And this one's for you, females, 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. And the ladies, of course, you have a line there. Men, don't call that line. Don't call 01465-7190. All right, let's get you on 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Welcome. Yeah, first caller.
Mr. and Mrs.
You're welcome.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm so much enjoying this show. Good morning.
Thank you.
Okay, my name is Azubike.
Azubike.
Okay.
Welcome.
Coming to the talking point about opposite sex, massaging other side sex.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't support that idea. Because if an opposite started coming towards at the other side, it should come and something else. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
It's better for opposite sex for him to step aside or her. Are you getting me?
Okay.
I'm not bringing in the supporting
people. All right.
In the house. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So he says he prefers, you know, it has to be a woman doing for a woman or a man doing for a man.
Okay.
Because like you said, you know, having to... You know,
do all that. It's intimate.
Quite intimate. You know, there are spots that you can identify that could, you know, arouse you while doing the massage.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You get it. So
another thing again, these people are supposed to be professionals. They're supposed to stick to the job.
They stick to the job.
But this is not a firewood. What's up, Lagos?
Oh, God. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chester Light.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Sandra. I'm calling from Badere.
Welcome,
Hi, Sandra.
Sandra.
Okay, about the massage thing, If ever, there was a time my husband and I went to a spa. I think it was the first time we did it together, so I wasn't really sure about how I would feel if a lady, female masseuse, was massaging him. So I told him that I had to go first. So I did mine first, and when the lady was even touching me, there are some parts that she touched that I was feeling somehow. I swear, I think there are some parts in our body that react irrespective of whoever is touching you.
Absolutely.
So I have to tell her that, no, just stay at this area. And she was just smiling. After the experience, I told my husband that I will not let this lady touch you. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it's either you wait for the male masseuse to come.
Okay.
Or we just leave it all together. Since I've got him, you can sacrifice for me. Because my husband is actually a very handsome man, and I was very insecure at that point.
It's okay, my sister.
It's okay, babe. I feel you.
It's okay.
I feel you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for sharing. And you know, like you said, these people are professionals. So they know those sports.
Who sent them there? Is that the work they give them?
They want to relax you.
Relax the muscle.
They want to relax your nerves, you know? And you know, by doing that, there are other, you know, spots that could
please
just check us out.
Left hand. Left hand.
Hello. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
How are you doing, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chester Live. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, two couples.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Ambrose.
Welcome, Ambrose.
Welcome.
I'm from Lagos Island.
It's good to have you.
How's Lagos Island this morning?
Yeah, that's fine, cool.
Okay, so let's start.
The topic in hand, you see, this thing is a matter of mindset.
It's a matter of?
Matter of mindset.
Mindset.
Where
okay.
We throw minds.
Okay.
Depends on how your mind. What is the purpose of the massage?
Okay.
You're going for massaging. Are you going for any other thing? So, I don't see anything wrong if a person, the opposite says they're expert, and there's no male. Even a lady can still touch a lady. It's not in another place, and the lady will see somehow. Lady.
All right.
So, I don't see anything wrong in if an expert is opposite sex. Let him do his job or her job.
Okay.
And just the person that they're being massaged should position his mind or her mind well. You go for massage. Go for massage. Leave the other negative thoughts.
Okay.
You know, for what you are there for.
All right. Thank you, Ambrose.
Negative thoughts.
But you know that our body just like
from negative thoughts.
Absolutely. Our body is just like our mind.
Yeah.
You can control your mind to an extent, but the mind also has a mind of its own. And the body also, you can control the impulse, the information you send to your mind and all that. That's why I agree with him that you have to work on your mind so strongly. But, there are some moves and touches that might just lead to...
Okay.
We're good, dude.
Hello, Lagos. Who's there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's
up,
name?
Lagos?
How the day to you? Hello, everyone.
Holy Adam.
Colin, the man from Kalahari Desert. Hello, everyone.
Holy Adam, welcome.
Yeah. When you go to a doctor to examine you, and you call thorough examination, does it have to leave any part aside?
Well,
when
you
are giving birth to a woman is delivering, and it's the doctor that is to deliver her. So do you now cover the area that is sensitive? He has the charge of all the parts of the body.
All right. So she's saying there's nothing wrong. You should let them do their job, more or less.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying, too. We're saying the same thing. But we're saying that, are you okay, you as a person, individual now, it's not general. Are you okay if your partner you know, wants to go for a massage, and the masseuse is an opposite sex.
Yeah.
Are you cool with that? We believe that is quite intimate. You know, and you heard from one testimony, somebody who has done it, they said,
I can't even allow this.
No. As it were. Because it's something people don't talk about. But yeah. There's a lot in this. Some people, that's where they are. But anyway, let me just take this call first.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Yeah, my in-law, my sister. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
This is Igwe Victor. Reacting to the topic on discussion, I believe there are ways we react to things. Sometimes there are ways communication work. Some people communication work through touches.
Okay.
Like myself, you can switch me on through touching. So I am among the people who would not allow my spouse to go for it.
Okay.
Actually, there was a time she told me she wanted to go based on before we met. She was going there for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the best work I know I'll always do for her is anytime she mentioned anything like massaging, I would do it myself because I can't stand it. The reason I say it is because I know I get switched on by talking. So, by, just like I said, ab initio, any other person might have that kind of feelings.
Yeah.
By the time you touch their body, you begin to send a kind of signal. It's not everybody that will stand it.
Yeah.
People who have high sense of self-control might even derail by the amount of touching speed that massaging can really generate to their impulse. Thank you very much.
All right.
Need to go on a break. We'll be right back. It's What's Up Lagos. Welcome back. It's 10:37 on the clock. It's Nigerian for 99.3. And you are hanging out with the Techies. My name is Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight. Never forget that. Collins. Teke.
Okay.
Yeah, do not also forget that the treasure hunt, of course, would have a quiz also for Nigeria Info's 10th anniversary. You could win 10,000 naira. And that's not all. The last 15 minutes of the show, we'd also have an opportunity for you to play. And luckily, hopefully, you get to win with the Land Lotto, jackpot, which is coming up at the end of the month. Or you could just win 10K. Every day, someone is winning 10K. So you could be one of the winners also. All these giveaways packaged
today,
just for y'all.
Just for you. Just for you. And we're asking earlier, what do you think about massaging? I mean, the would you feel comfortable if an opposite sex will be doing a massage to
your partner?
Your partner.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if it's your husband, would you prefer that a female masseuse do the work?
Uh-huh.
Or you prefer that it should be a man doing the massage to your husband?
Absolutely. The question we're asking you is because we want to hear from you, Ni, just to know your position personally. You know, if you've done it, you want to tell us your experience, how it went. A lady called and said just exactly what happened to us.
Yeah.
I think after you did yours, you're like,
I can't allow these people. Yeah, I can't.
You know?
No, because actually, there were just two females.
Yeah.
And I said, if this woman can touch me like this, if she can massage my body like this, eh?
Hmm.
I don't trust me.
Yeah.
Not like I don't trust you. It's not even about you. It's not about you.
That's the thing.
It's not about you. It's about the person doing the, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's about the masseuse this time.
Yeah, but it's quite risky. The phone lines are fully buzzing. Let's get back to the calls now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up,
Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Well, first of all, Teke, please allow Andrea to tell us her own story. Let us see what really happened. Yeah. Allow her to tell us. Now, for me, I don't think I can really put myself up to that because it not depends on individual. It's somebody that is very, very hypersensitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even before you are touched, even before your spouse touches you, you know what I mean now.
Yeah.
It started happening.
Yeah.
Now, you now go out and somebody starts touching you. Obviously, something might start happening too.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's not that maybe you're not being faithful or you know, it's just your body reacting to some things happening to you.
Yeah.
So, for me, I don't think I would subject, you know, myself to such.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for same sex, maybe I might. I've not done that with same sex before, but my husband.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow.
Do you want to call us back?
Okay. I think, yeah. Airtime.
Yeah. Hello.
Know your man, woman, know thyself. That's just the message from the last caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Princess Abe from Mushi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Princess.
Welcome, Princess.
Thank you. First time caller.
Yay.
Welcome.
So I did a course in spa and medical aesthetics.
Okay.
In 2019.
Okay.
All right.
So I think it's a very sensitive area.
Mm.
When we are doing women to women, it was okay.
Hmm.
But some men, they will prefer you to do it to do happy ending.
Mm.
That's what they mean by that.
Yeah.
That's a technical word.
Mm.
Like
You and I both know.
I didn't want to say it. I wanted somebody else who's a professional. Speak from a person. Because she said she did a course and she did.
Yeah.
Some people request for it, like, yo.
They get to request for it because you must have touched all of the, you know, the sensitive areas you have.
Hey.
You know, you have just touched a spot that has, you know, gone down there and...
Mm-hmm.
The whole place is flowing.
And it's opposite. See, it's very challenging because, you see... In some other climes, you know, you must not, except if there's consent and all
that. Yeah, absolutely.
You, at every move, you ask question, okay, are you okay
are
with
you okay?
this?
Do I go ahead?
Are you comfortable? Mm-hmm. Do you need a break? Do you know, questions like that. That's not to say that, but in this country, people go there with different mindsets. They just end going there. And see, we're not judging you or anything. We're just asking a direct question. You as a married couple, right, are you okay if your partner is to go for a massage and you get there? Does it matter who the masseuse is?
Whether it's a man or woman.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's the question we're asking you. And you can share your personal experience.
If you have any. Hello. All right. Too cool. It's back. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Thank you. My name is Abalo Balo. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Abalo Balo.
Yeah, thank you, bro. For my own view, I will not be okay with opposite sex to massage my wife or my partner.
Mm.
Because, you know, I have a friend, like a brother, who does that. He's, you know, he's working in a saloon with pedicure. He's a guy. Actually, one day, I say, guy, so how do you cope with all these beautiful ladies? He say, guy, you know, sometimes personality is in play, and sometimes women, you know, human being factor also play that. Sometimes you get lost with the job.
Mm.
You know, so we are all human beings. So we know all those things happen sometimes. No matter how you play safe, you might get lost.
Okay.
So thank you, bro. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Not like we're trying to downplay, you know, going for a massage or anything. I mean, it's a personal choice.
This will not change people's minds.
It won't change at all. At all. But I wanted to ask a question, right? Do you think that... For those who are quite sensitive, right, when it comes to the whole massage and, you know, touching the areas, you know, do you think, like, it's setting them up?
You know,
do you think, like, it's a setup, kind of?
It's a setup. Now, the thing is, we're paying attention mostly on the person who goes to get the massage.
Yeah.
Even the pro themselves, the human being.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the kind, you know, human being that will come. Your eye will just be like, boom, my eye will just say, ah. God, help me in this situation. help me.
We have WhatsApp messages.
Absolutely.
Let's take this one coming from Deji. Deji says, he says Deji from Women Association Lekki Chapter.
Welcome,
shout out
Deji.
To you. He says, what's up, Lagos? My wife has refused me going to spa. She said, lie, lie, and God forbid a man will come and be touching me like that. He said, so we are in a stalemate.
On that.
Okay.
Learn how to do it. Both of you have to just learn.
Yeah.
We're just going to learn this. Well, that's, if you can.
If you can.
If you cannot go there, both of you do a couple
let
massage.
Let a professional do it for you. Do a couple massage and have a good time.
Be there. Open your eye. Say, be looking
but
like
if it. Have you had a massage before? Have you been to a massage parlor? Mm. If you're there, nothing else matters. Is it the solar music you're listening to? Hmm. Or is it the dim light? Hmm. And you're just there, the atmosphere alone. Hmm. Anyway.
There's a Paul, change it. There's a pool fight. Bright lights.
Bright lights.
Bright lights everywhere.
Bright lights, are you kidding me?
Yes, please.
Okay, Paul from Ayobo, from Ikpaja, Ayobo Ikpaja here says, the tech SO, Nanogo wound me. He says, I just want to ask colleagues, when your wife is going through labor, were you concerned about the sex of the doctor? I love you guys like Kilo Day.
You know, that one is different. It is different.
Okay.
Even some people don't like that. Yeah. If you get a male gynecologist, they're not comfortable.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you. I agree. I mean, my first experience, I wasn't even comfortable that it was a man that had to check me, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, Emeka from Aja here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Beautiful couple of a century. I can't stop laughing at you. That's your gnome bat to the same sex. Massage experience. Your wife wanted to share on radio and how you declined.
If I give a left hand there.
So that means people want to hear my gist.
You tell them, don't worry.
They
let's continue.
Hear my gist.
Let's continue.
All right. Another here says, what's up, Lagos, other techers? It's a no-go area for me to allow an opposite sex to massage my wifey because I know what I go through when I do it for her, myself. Uh-huh. And she too also feel relief and the other side if I work on her. Okay. Congratulations to you. Dean, it doesn't matter here, says, what's up, Lagos? Just a new beginning, my dynamic couple. About the topic at hand, I won't lie to you. I can't stand it when a male masseuse give my wife a massage. Hmm. She too prefers... She prefers a male masseuse giving her, that is, giving me a massage.
Okay.
Just because she can't stand a female masseuse giving me a massage. So, as to avoid stories that touch the heart, we move.
We move, oh. Man, woman, know thyself.
Another here says, what's up, Lagos? Based on the matter, I will not allow my wife to go for any massage. Really? Why deprive her of such beautiful experience?
It's not hard like that now. Let's take some calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
This is Eunice. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, very interesting topic you guys had there this morning.
Okay.
You know, I've done massage before, and even when it was a woman that attended to me, I refused to take off my bra and my pants, you know, and she respected it. For me, I think it's better to have this person of the same sex to massage you because it's too intimate and too involving and somewhat invasive. Yeah. You know, so I wouldn't have a man do massage for me. Mm. I think it's better for massage parlors, you know, or salons to have both sexes.
Both sex. So I agree with you on that one.
Mm. It will be in the interest, you know, whoever now wants, I mean, the clients will be able to choose.
Yeah.
Those who are equating massage with a chatbot, they miss it.
They do actually. Two different experiences. Absolutely,
that's right. That's
so
right.
They don't come together at all.
Thank you. Now, she made a very valid point, and I'm sure that those who run this services
parlors,
or massage parlors are listening, especially Indigo Glow Lock Spa.
No, I want you a professional. I want you.
You know, so I mean, give us options. We shouldn't get there and be like, oh, we're all females. Mm-hmm. Or we'll get there, oh, we're all males. Give us options. Some people have preference, you know.
Yeah, let somebody just choose on their own.
Yeah, I don't want to have a male person massage me. I would prefer a female.
What if a female comes and says it's a male she wants?
Ha. Yeah, that's also fine. Okay. I mean, that's also fine. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to love.
Mr. Teke, there's something that is on now.
I'm not the only one here, sir.
Okay, sorry. The Teke's.
Thank you, Andrea and college. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to cause problem now?
No, Mr. Teke, I called to I don't know, because I'm in the middle of thinking now.
Okay.
This morning, at about past 8, an alert came to my phone of 1,266,000, and I didn't transact any business of such amount.
Wait, alert, is it credit or debit?
Credit alert.
1,266,000
Ah. From who?
Kobo. The name of the person is showing, but the account number is not fully showing. The bank itself is not fully showing. So I'm just coming back from the ATM now. I saw it on my phone. It's there. Open probably since that 8 o'clock till now. Nobody has called or whatever. So I went to the nearby ATM to check. The money is there. I want to be sure. So I just withdrew like 1,000. Let me be sure if it is real or so. Do I have other little money?
Wow.
You understand? So I'm just in the middle of, I don't know what to do now as I'm talking to you.
When you say you don't know what to do, are you saying that, you either to keep the money or to report?
The money is still in my account as I talk to you. So I tried calling Uncle Jimmy then, but busy and all. So now I got home and said, let me call. And luckily, the call went through.
All right, let's hear what Lagos has to say about this. Thank God you brought it on radio. Would I hear Lagosians also mention as we go about our topic today?
Okay, I'm actually calling from Lekki here.
All right, great, fantastic. Appreciate you for being honest to share this with us. Some people have got all locked up. Now, these are the possibilities. One, if you be fraud, you don't know. If you be somebody want to, I don't know, the bank. Two, if it be maybe somebody just want to bless you and they don't want you to know. So there are many.
In this time, with 1 point. Okay.
You know, if it be maybe a relative abroad, you never know. Yes, indeed, it's What's Up Lagos. We have a second to run to the newsroom to bring you an update of the news. But hey, guys, we were taking your messages still, asking you if you would allow your partner's masseuse to be of the opposite sex. And a lot of comments already. Calls are banging. And we'll continue with that briefly right after the news. Stay tuned right here. Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3. Nigeria Info. You're live on a good Friday like today for the fun-filled edition of the Family Talk with the Techers right now. And we are the Techers.
Lagos, Nigeria. Check your times. 11:06 on the clock. And of course, this is Nigeria Info. And right now, I think we have quite a number of WhatsApp messages talking about the massage and masseuse being either a male or a female.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a few people talking, sharing their opinion, what they think the young man should do. That is the man who called earlier, what he should do. And this one's coming from, what's your name? No name, but he's saying, Collins and Andrea Teke, good morning. Let the man go to his bank and lodge the complaint of unknown source of crediting to his account.
Okay.
Massaging by opposite sex is a no-no. Mm. It is not decent and ideal. Our mind works by what we see, touch, and feel.
Hmm.
Okay, so he's saying it's a no-no for him.
Yeah, so we're on that boat.
Okay, another one here is coming from Cyril from India.
Cyril.
Cyril here says, good morning, my beautiful and world best couple of my time.
Wow.
What's up, Lagos? Regard that man that saw money in his account. He should report to the bank and also make a formal entry. He says this is a blessing in disguise. It could be kidnapping, banditry, or scam money. If he fails to report and they start tracking down, he might land in trouble. My thoughts.
That's right.
All right, another here. This person sharing his own experience. Said, sup guys? Lol, I thought I was the only one on this table. Okay, so he says, my last visit to the country was 2 years ago. I got an email showing a credit transaction in my first bank account. I was surprised, so I had to check the history and discovered someone has been running my account like both deposit and payment. I have all the history. I can screenshot and send to you. Current balance on the account is 1,180.
1,180,000.
Oh, 1 million. Mm-hmm. Ooh, wow. He says, not sure what to do. That means he is currently in that situation as well.
Oh, God.
Okay.
What happened to? They can use my account too now.
Why the money not reach your account?
It reached my account.
Why the money not reach your account?
I'll go and report to the bank. I'll go to the bank.
But I think that's what he should do. He would have to report to the bank.
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, one person said something that's very valid. You could be tracked down.
Absolutely.
You could be tracked down. So if you have that money in your account and you don't know where it came from, go to your bank to report.
That's right.
And let them, find out where it came from and help you sort it out.
Lines. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the lines are buzzing, really. Absolutely. But let's see. This person here says, good morning, the Techers. You guys didn't announce the winner treasure hunt yesterday. Same thing for Sunnyside, but not to worry. I think you should go on a
what's it called, our website, and definitely you'd find all social
on
media.
On social media, yeah. Nigeria Info FM Lagos.
Mm-hmm. Abiodo says, the lady called from the bank. Okay, he says, hi, the techist. Please tell the guy to hold on. If it's an error transfer, someone from the bank would call him. I once had the same issue. The lady called from the bank and it was an error by the cashier. He says, 50K. I had to go to the branch to withdraw and hand over the money to her at Allen. You needed to see the way they were greeting me. I felt proud that I saved her from what could have been a big wreck for her.
Wow. Mm.
Okay, another here says, Mr. Techie.
Okay.
Please tell him to call his bank and they would assist him to place the funds on hold till the owner comes. It may be that was an erroneous transfer.
All right, guys. We've heard the advice concerning the guy at the bank. He has heard.
All right.
Let's move on now. Let's move on now with the show. The lines are still buzzing. We have a lot of games this hour to play.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Remember, I told you that we're giving out spa vouchers today. Mm-hmm. And we're giving out a hydro facial session worth 25,000 naira. Mm-hmm. We're giving that to two people. We're also giving out glow facials and pedicure session to two people worth 25,000 naira.
Yep.
We're also giving out a spa voucher, sauna and 30 minutes massage session, and that's worth 30,000 naira. Giving that to two people.
Yep.
And we're also giving one ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one is worth 40,000 naira. Mm. It's the Hammam Bath and Jacuzzi session.
Mm.
I like that one.
I love it.
Okay, so it's Kotsi Indigo Glow Lux Spa.
All right.
And then we're going to play some games.
Yep.
And you might just be winning yourself any of these packages.
That's right. So the head-to-head is live. Today, if you want to win, first of all, when you call, you scream, What's up, Lagos? If you don't scream, we might just know. You know what I'm saying? And then you tell us you want to play. You're going to play head-to-head or you answer random questions. The head-to-head, I'm going to explain to you how it works. For those who are newcomers to our family, you perhaps do not know how it works. But we'll have some messages on WhatsApp before I explain how the game works.
Because the phone lines are buzzing and they want to play straight up. But let's pick some of these WhatsApp messages. Shola from Isolo says, would you allow your wife to do internal massage in front of you? I can't allow any professional masseuse to massage my wife. Okay. Another here says, aloha the techers. I beg leave my tie for my tires. Anybody's body will and can feel and respond to touches depending on the touchy.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, now you wait, carry yourself, go for massage, knowing that your body is highly sensitive. If you want massage, your hobby can do it for you at home. Same reason why even a father can touch his own teenage daughter anyhow or vice versa. I said, it's coming from Jonah.
That's right.
All right. Another here. Cordes from Ijuishaga says, what's up, Lagos? The techers don't come again, no. He says, my people, you have cracked me up already. He says, Colin shouted Umbao. He says, anyway, I have done a massage because of bone issue. And Namano, if not, it has to do with health. I for no allow that.
Okay.
Okay. Another here. This is coming from Chinaya from Badure. She says, hello, techers. Good morning. Massage therapy is very broad. And yes, while there are healing and therapeutic massage that aid with healing and wellness, there are also erotic massages to arouse. So now it depends on what a client wants and what a spa offers.
Mm-hmm.
Some spas offer erotic massage in the guise of normal massage.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that's all there is to massage. Some clients even request for it, and when you tell them you don't offer such massage, they don't come back. Some clients are actively looking for erotic massage, and yes, there are massage parlors that offer them, and there are professional massage places as well. It says, well, whether a male or female masseuse, doesn't matter as long as they're being professional.
That's
said
right.
No below, professional masseuse techniques are quite different from erotic rubbing techniques.
Maybe all the palace we are going to,
maybe
those ones
are
just
giving erotic and in the guise of the normal
palace.
One. You know? Maybe we should be stating this thing clear. Just like Chinaya has done now. Be stating it clear so that we can know which one is wellness therapy and which one is erotic. So that we don't go there and our body will be doing gish gish. And we say, you not be asking us how fast can we go? Hello. Hello.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Oh
please,
my God.
Let us be clear.
Absolutely. Well, this matter, like I played, it did done to like serious matter here. And a lot of people want to talk. So, well, the phone lines are buzzing now. Are we ready to take the calls for the games or
absolutely,
more messages?
We're ready for that.
Okay, guys. We are going to play a game, and the game is going to be very easy. You would have a conversation with me. All right. There are two games. This one, you answer questions. Five questions within 1 minute. Yes, 1 minute. And if you get five questions correctly within 1 minute, and then you win. For mine, it's still 1 minute. So for 60 seconds, we'll have a conversation. And that conversation, I will be asking the questions, all right? And you respond to my questions without saying yes, without saying no, without saying without hesitation. That's like without long pause. So I ask you a question and respond immediately, not like you're pausing, you think. No, it's 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And without repetition. And you are not to ask me questions. I'm asking the questions. You are responding to the questions. It's simple. It's a simple game.
One.
It's just gists. You understand?
Okay.
It's called head to head. So we go head to head, and then we find out if you can beat me, and then we'll give you a gift, one of the
packages,
tickets.
That's
packages.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want us to do a trial first?
You want to play with me?
Well,
you want to go head to head?
I don't want to fall my hands, but I just want to, you know.
Let's try. Let's do
it.
Your time starts right now. Andrea, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Colin.
I know you're very well.
I am very well.
How well are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
In the scale of 1 to 10. Is it 1 to 10 or
Okay, let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Let's
all
do
right.
it again.
Tell me everything I need to know about you, Andrea.
You asked me to tell you everything I know about. Oh, no.
It's easy now. Okay.
Ask me a different question.
All right. And you like vegetable, right?
I do like vegetables.
You like vegetable?
I
do you
like
eat it every day?
Vegetables. No, I don't. I said no. And let's move on. Let's move on.
Oh my, oh my.
Let's move on.
Oh my, oh my.
So, I mean, I'm sure that right now you have a glimpse of what the show is about or what the game is about.
That's
do
right.
Do not hesitate. Do not do or no. If you know, you're caught and you're out.
That's right.
Just like that.
It's fun game, man. Prepare yourself because the time for the game starts right now.
I think we should crown you the king of this game.
This game, right.
It's hard to beat you. Although I have.
You beat me once, yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy. If I want you to beat me, I can allow you to beat me. If I don't want it, we go there.
But please don't make it hard.
It's not hard. It's easy now. Now you go ask that question. I'll ask questions around there. I won't take them fine. I won't ask them difficult questions.
Okay, let's go.
All right, the first caller is here. Let's see who's ready to play head to head. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. I'm going to disconnect you because you're calling the female-only line, and that's not allowed.
Oh, God, why they do like this? This is Nigeria.
Okay. That's the instruction. Female-only line. I mean, it's not that hard. There's a reason for that. All right? It's not that hard. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Favour.
Hi, Favour.
Favour, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
Fantastic.
Very well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So are you ready to go head-to-head with me? Ready to play 1 minute?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Your time starts. Before your time starts, do you know the rules of the game?
Yes, I heard you.
Okay, good. Your time starts right now. Now, Favour, tell me everything you know about the rules of the game.
You don't do FM. You don't have to think. You don't have to repeat yourself. You don't need to ask back the question.
Is that all?
You don't need to do MM.
She said MM.
But you are doing MM now. You are playing the game. Why are you doing MM? That's MM.
I'm just answering your question.
Yes, that's the idea. You just did MM by answering my question. Sorry, man. Sorry. So, guys, you have to be very, very, very vigilant.
She wasn't saying the MM like, oh, she was trying to say something. She was saying the MM because that's the rule.
I don't know. That's Shalaye the public.
Okay, so we have to resist the urge to do what?
Shalaye.
To Shalaye.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Tucker.
Good morning.
Who's on the line?
How are you doing?
We're doing fine. Who's on the line?
Yeah, my name is Sunday on the Road.
All right, Sunday on the Road. Are you ready to play?
Let's go.
All right, your time starts right now.
All right.
Who's Sunday?
S-U-N-D-A-Y.
Why are you spelling it? Did I ask you to spell it?
Because I have to spell it so that you can understand it better.
So you are saying I don't understand, right?
I'm not very clear if you understand what I'm saying.
Are you sure you know the rules of this game?
The rules are so clear, very explicit.
What are the rules? Tell me.
No YES.
No what?
No YES. No okay. UNN. No slow motion. Go straight to the point.
But you're taking a pause. Why are you pausing? Are you scared?
I'm not taking a pause because I need to understand better.
Are you a fool?
I don't think I am.
You don't think you are, Adams? You're not sure?
I'm telling you that I'm 100% sure that I'm not.
All right. So what would you like to eat this afternoon?
What I would like to do is to eat amala.
Oh, you like amala?
Very good.
What's very good, Dad? You like amala, yes or no?
The black one, yes. The very black one.
But he did good.
You did 56 seconds and you said yes, the black one. I caught you on the amala. You truly like amala. Let's give it to you. Let's give it. You try.
But okay, we'll get your contact.
We'll get your contact right now. You try. 56 seconds
you
indeed.
So I'm grateful. Thank you.
Okay, hang on there. Oh boy, man. I knew it. As you like Amala, I know you will say yes. All right, hang in there. Or maybe you should give us your number. Mention your number as we go. Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
3-0.
Thank you, Sunday. Our first winner on the show. We'll get back to you and let you know what you won. Let's take another call. Who's ready to play head to head? Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive!
Who do we have? What's your name?
This is Ifoma.
Welcome, Ifoma.
All right, Ifoma from Ikeja. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Before we start, do you know the rules of the game?
Yeah, the rules of the game is that you don't hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't hesitate at all. You go straight to the point and say what exactly the answer is.
Okay. So let's start right now. Head to head. Ufoma, what's your best food?
My best food is goosey soup and...
What's the...
And
a food? A goosey soup and... What's in the goosey soup now, please? Answer me. Fufu? Oh, my. Thank you for calling, man. You've hesitated. That's a... Chai. We should do this every day. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ijoma. I'm calling from Yaba.
Ijoma. How is Yaba this morning?
Yaba is cool and calm.
Great. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready to play.
Okay.
Please, I'm not to say yes, no. I think those two right.
Yeah, you're not to say yes,
and
no.
And do not hesitate.
You don't hesitate. No, no long pauses, no repetition.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready? The time starts right now.
Okay,
now tell me what I need to know about you. Who are you?
Okay. Zoma is my name. Zoma Fakand is my name.
Your name? What?
I'm a happy person.
What?
I'm not supposed to say that.
No, you're supposed to say it. Thanks for calling, man.
Bye.
It's that easy, man. Just go ahead, answer the question without saying it's 60 seconds.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, Andrea and
Cole. Okay. Yeah.
What's up, Legos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. My name is Sidindi from Badagry.
Idindi, I love the name. Idindi, it has power.
You just Idindi or Chidindu?
Hello?
What's your name?
Chidindu.
Oh, Chidindu. All right, Chidindu. Welcome, Chidindu. Still has power. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes.
Okay, your time. Do you know the rules, by the way, before we start?
Yeah, I want to play random question.
No, you're wrong. There's no random question. It's head to head we are playing, sir. You can't.
Go ahead.
Okay, your time starts. Are you sure? I should give somebody else the chance. Are you sure? You want to play?
I want to play.
All right. Your time starts right now. What state are you from, sir?
Abia State.
Oh, you're from Abia?
Of course.
Wow. Where in Abia? Where precisely in Abia?
Umunochi.
Umunochi.
Umunochi, local government.
Eh? The local government, not just the federal government, right?
It's a local government.
All right. So what's your favorite meal?
Rice and beans.
Oh, you like rice and beans?
Of course.
How are you giving me straight answer now? You don't want to talk. Are you scared?
I'm actually giving you answer.
You're taking a long pause. That's not, it's not good for the game now. Talk fast now. Are you scared of talking?
I'm not scared.
So talk to me. Why do you like rice and beans?
I love to eat it because it makes me feel good.
Okay. Well, it's What's Up Lagos, so Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's the family fun, well, the fun-filled edition of the family talk, of course, right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. A lot of giveaways today. If we can't give all today, no worry, we'll still continue. You know, the next episode of the show will continue. But let's hear who's ready to play, to win, first of all, some of the packages we have for you. Right here on the show. It's head-to-head, the game. So what you do is you call me up, we have a conversation for 1 minute, and within that time, you answer my questions without saying yes, without saying no, without saying or mm-mm, without repeating yourself, without long pauses. Don't take a long pause. And without hesitations, right? Uh-huh. And repetition, too. So, guys, is that easy? 60 seconds. Query, we have this conversation, and you can win yourself. You can be one of the winners today on the show. Let's get back to the calls now. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. Who do we have?
My name is Faith Ubul.
I didn't get it again. Say that.
My name is Faith Ubul.
Faith Ubul. Good to have you.
Thank you.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ijegun.
Ijegun. All right. Beautiful. Are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
All right. Let's play head to head right now. By the way, before we start, do you know the rules of the game?
I know the rules of the game.
Okay. Your time starts right now. Let's start by you telling me the rules of the game.
Okay, the rules of the game is it's a conversation. There is no delay. You have to give prompt answers. You are not going to say words in the negative. And there are some words that you are not supposed to repeat, which I'm very sure you know, and I don't want to say those words.
What words are there?
Words, you know. That
you're laughing. Why?
I am laughing because you are trying to make me say the words. Which I against the rules of the game, and I am not going to say those words.
So are you scared of saying the words? Just say it.
I am not scared of saying those words. I only know that they are bait. They are giving me a bait right now, which I'm not going to fall into because I am ready.
So you don't like falling for baits, right?
I don't like falling for baits. I like to be very careful.
Oh, you are a straightforward person.
I am a straightforward person, but you can also say I'm a corny person. I'm not a totally straightforward person.
Ah, you're corny.
I am corny.
Wow. That means...
In this game I'm playing right now requires me to be corny and witty and smart and sharp.
Man, you are really sharp, oh.
I am very sharp.
Do you know you're sharp?
I know that I am sharp.
Wow. So you have just won the game like that. Just like
I
that.
I won the game like that. I am happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Ay, ay, ay. All right, if you send us a WhatsApp or maybe just hang on there, we can get your number quickly.
Okay, I'm here.
I don't know if someone is there to take your phone line number. Doesn't look that way, but hey, just hang on there. Let's get your number right now. I believe it that Faith.
Oh, wow.
She used our faith. She did a good job.
She did a good job.
Congratulations to Faith. Two winners. How many more do we need? We're going to like 7. Mm. Chai.
And we have just 2. That means we have 5 more to go.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see who's next. One man, one woman. Let's see if the next winner is going to be a man or a woman. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Benga.
All right, Benga, are you ready to play the game?
I am ready to.
Okay, all right. It's over to you.
All right. By the way, before we start, do you know the rules of the game?
I do know the rules.
All right. I love that. Gwenga sounds like he's very serious about this. Your time starts. Your time starts right now.
Okay.
Now, is it true that Lagos is the capital of Lagos State?
Sure, it is.
Lagos, the capital of Lagos State?
It's not. It's not.
Which one? Is it east or is not? Choose one.
It is not.
So what's the capital of Lagos State?
Ikeja, of course.
Oh, Ikeja is the capital?
It is.
It is what?
It is the capital of Lagos State.
All right, Ikeja. Or is it, where is Ikeja? Is it Alausa or is Ikeja?
Ikeja in Lagos State.
Where is Ikeja located in Lagos State?
Ikeja is located,
What? What?
Oh, my goodness.
too bad.
And if he had stayed, I would just maybe pity her small.
Too
but,
bad.
You know?
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. And this one's for women. 01465-7190. Let's play.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
The Techers, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Who do we have?
My name is Blessing. I'm calling you from Olodi Apapa.
All right. Blessing from Olodi Apapa. Welcome.
Thank you.
Are you ready to play?
I am fully ready to play.
Okay, your time starts right now.
Thank you.
Do people call you Blezo, Blezo?
People call me Bleko, Ble.
Ble, Ble.
Bleko, Ble.
Bleko, Ble. They don't call you Ble, Ble.
Nobody calls me Ble, Ble.
But you like Ble, Ble.
I like it.
You like bleh bleh, so I can call you bleh bleh, right?
You are free to call me.
Bleh bleh.
I will answer you.
Answer now, bleh bleh.
That's my name.
Your name, basically your name is Blessing now. How come you're answering bleh bleh?
Short form of Blessing.
Oh, it's the short form.
Sure.
Ah, sure what now? Sure is a straight answer, bleh bleh. Talk to me, bleh. Are you scared of me?
I'm not scared of you, Mr. Teke.
You're not scared of me?
At all.
Even my left hand, you're not scared of my left hand?
I am not scared of any part of your body.
That's too much information. Please. Please. Blah, blah. Who are you? Where did you say you're calling from again?
From Olodi Apapa.
Oh, Olodi Apapa, right? Oh, blah, 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 blah.
That's correct.
You are taking a pause, blah, blah, but I'll give you blah, blah. I'll just give you blah, blah. You know?
God bless you.
We'll give you
So you're going to give us your number. Just hang on there for a second and then give us your number. Now.
Happy,
God bless
you.
God bless you too. Thanks to Nigeria Info.
Okay, moving on. Hello.
Hello, Andrea.
Good morning. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi. I'm calling you from Ikoyi.
Welcome.
You're calling from?
From Ikoyi.
Okay. Ikoyi. All right, Ngozi, you're welcome indeed. So are you ready to play?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, your time starts right now. All right, Ngozi, is your name spelled N-G-O-Z-Y?
Exactly what you said.
What did I say?
N-G-O-Z-Y.
Oh, it's not I, it's Y.
You can choose to coin it the way you like.
Why are you responding to my question as if we're fighting? Is there a fight?
No, not at all. You can't even fight.
And you said no.
No, not at all. I knew that you would say no, not at all. Ngozi, thank you for calling. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from
the city. Hi, Benjamin. You want to play the game?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this.
Your time starts right now, Benjamin. Benjamin, just to be sure, do you know the rules of the game?
Hello?
Benjamin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, your time starts right now. Tell me the rules of the game, Benjamin. Every single rule of the game.
The rule of the game is you must not permit her to say yes, you must not permit her to say no, and you must stick to the answer.
Thank you very much. Yes, I know. I heard that, Claire. You said yes and no. I heard it. You just said yes and no. Benjamin is not understanding what has happened just now. Oh, Benjamin. Ay, ay, ay. The ladies are leading. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Moses, calling from Festac.
Okay, Moses. Welcome.
You're the last caller before we enter into
the Land Lotto.
Okay.
Happy hour.
All right. Moses, are you ready to play?
Very ready, sir.
Okay. Moses, your time starts right now.
Okay.
Moses, are you the one that went to Israel? Are you the one that took the Israel out of Egypt, the Israelites out of Egypt?
I'm not, sir. That's my namesake.
Oh, it's your namesake?
Very correct.
Are you guys mates?
Not at all.
Why are you laughing? What's funny?
You're sounding very funny now.
So I'm a comedian?
You're not a comedian, but you sound very funny sometimes.
So my sound is funny?
Absolutely, sir.
If you laugh again, I'll give you left hand. What's funny?
Mr. Collins, why are you threatening me?
What's Tell me in this conversation now.
You're threatening me, sir.
It's not threats now. I'm asking you a simple question. All right, Moses, tell me things I need to know about you.
My name is Moses.
What's the why are you adding Is part of your name?
My name is Moses, Mr. Collins.
Moses, I'm tempted to give you, but at the same time, I'm looking like, yo, you know what? Perhaps I shouldn't give you.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if we can give Moses. Should we give Moses? He did 30 seconds.
That's okay. That's okay. So Moses, let's have your contact. You tried.
You're a 30 seconds man.